Liz, how do you switch off a horse being always alert to surroundings and not concentrating on his groundwork? He never relaxes, heads way up, and is always looking around. He does the training, but never really connects or relaxes. Okay, so Liz, this is a really good thing. Is I come across this a lot at clinics, because at clinics, what happens is someone brings a horse in, and a lot of people have been taught to distract their horse, moving its feet. So, and I strongly disagree with it. So when your horse is disconnected and you're educating it, you're actually educating it to, you're teaching it to do something whilst it's not listening, which means, and I see a lot of horses under saddle when they're disconnected, they might be backing up with their thoughts over there, thinking forward, turning left with their thoughts right. And we're only setting our horses up to learn that by getting them to move around whilst they're disconnected. So basically, when a horse is disconnected, I say, reset. I'll reset them very quickly. So basically, with your horse, Liz, what I would tend to do is, when it thinks that it's got to be on high alert, I'd just stand there very calm, and I'd get its thoughts back. Just like the question about when the bike comes, like the cyclist comes, is I'd redirect that horse's thoughts back to me. It could be through banging a flag on my leg very quickly, banging my leg with my hand or my rope or something. But as long as when the horse sees me, it's standing still and calm. And I would actually do it more of a focus discipline lesson first to get the horse to reset and think towards us. And then when the horse is thinking towards you, you want to do that enough that you know you got the horse knows it's still not switching between left and right and over there. Okay, so you just work on thoughts to me. Now, the thing that's going to happen, and the question you'll ask some stage, and the question that always gets asked to me is, am I allowed to let my horse look over there or not? Is that look okay or not? So what I say to someone is, does that look turn into a strong destination that makes that horse anxious and feel like it's got to separate and move its feet? And is it building anxiety when the horse looks over there? Is it a sort of a gaze? So horses that just stand and gaze, I definitely say don't let your horse be a gazer. Gazing is not anything that's helpful. Or even though the horse is standing still, it's gazing over the horizon, and it's kind of like another way of just blocking out. So I would, any horses that gaze or they're on high alert, and because they're looking around, they just never quite settle down, then I would direct their thoughts back to me. I'm calm, everything's okay, that's what I believe, that's what I think. And then the horse goes, oh, well, you're calm, you're okay, I'm just going to stand here calm and keep my thoughts here. So it's like a focal obedience. And then what will start to happen is you see the horses start to get more of an aware state, but they're with you, as in their body and mind are connected in this area where you are. But every now and again, something will distract them over there and they'll flick an ear and look. But you can tell because they're just looking, but their mind and body isn't at the destination. It's just aware that that thing happened over there. But you can see that their mind and their body are still with you. When your horse gets into that sort of state of calm awareness, where it's looking at something over there, but it's only acknowledging it, it's not drawn to it, then you know that your horse is kind of feeling a little better and it's listening to you without being on high alert. When they get to that stage, you can start to educate them, as in, and if you've already done groundwork, don't do everything that your horse has done. Just do get work on refining it. So I might say to someone, can your horse lead forward one step at a distance from the feel of the lead, or can it step over, think across and step over one step with the lead, and it might get a little bit better, Sally. I have got it. It's just probably just the internet connection that we have sometimes. So yeah, just get it to step over a little, stop, and just get it to follow a little bit of a tightrope. You know, you can just get it to walk slowly with you, or anything like that. And then what'll happen is the horse will you start to get better at and thinking about what it's doing. And then I'd educate it, you know, I'd start to build on that. But something I say to everybody is do something, do one thing very well, or expect, do a little, expect a lot, not do a lot expecting a little. Now, when you were with the question, when you're saying, you know, horses out there and I'm doing this groundwork, that is doing a lot with your horse and expecting a little, because you're not expecting your horse to think about all those things. So I would get my horse centered and focused, and then I'd say, now do this very well, whether it be a backup, walking forward slowly, anything, until that horse knows how to put its mind on something and feel okay about it. And I'd build from there again and then go back to my groundwork. So then you know your horse is really thinking about what it's doing and getting good at what it's doing. So then it works better at resetting your horse when it's under saddle and things like that. So, yeah, sorry everyone, I went down during the talk, but hopefully I managed to finish. I think I've got all the questions done now. And, yeah, I'll see you guys in another fortnight and answer some more questions. Thanks very much. Bye. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.